Some have had grandchildren get washed for school and stuff. Apologies. Any apologies that aren't already recorded?
Councillor Reddy. Councillor Kimmins.
Councillor Davlin.
Kimmins.
Richard Gallagher.
Hugh Gallagher.
Councillor.
Councillor McAteer. All right, thanks. Just a couple of things in Chairman's remarks. Just to recognise a couple of very successful festivals over the last number of weeks. The Wake the Giant one, Warren Point, which was a hugely successful, but massive crowds on the street, glorious weather as well, and one that can be built on for the future and maybe expanded out of Warren Point, maybe take it to Newry some Friday morning or Saturday morning. And Newry Pride, which is another very successful festival. Lots of visitors from outside the district and very positive response from people in Newry. One other thing, you all have got a letter or an email in the last couple of hours from the chair of NASB, or the secretary of NASB, Joe Boyle, regarding the code of conduct. If any of you haven't got your letter from the NASB and signed it and left it in with the chief executive as a form of protest against the stringent controls that the code has and the very fact that we haven't even caught sight of it yet. So if any of us haven't filled your form in, signed it and left it with Liam, do so. You've got a copy of it today. Right, I'd just like to welcome everybody to the meeting. And can everybody hear me? I'm conscious we have people from the public, general public at the back. And must ask the general public that it could be quiet at all times during the meeting. And you have no speaking rights, not at the moment anyway. Ensure that all mobile phones are turned off or switched to silent. And the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio recorded, except that the committee is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. And I would remind members of their obligations under the code of conduct, even though we haven't seen it yet, to declare any financial or significant non-financial interest that they have in any item of business before the council today. If you have any such interest, please declare it now immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to, and having declared an interest, members should leave the room for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. So do we have any declarations of interest? On any item? No. On to item number 3, the action sheet. There's a number of pages to it. Are there any issues? Now's the time to raise them.
Chairman, just there's a number of correspondence and contained in correspondence which refer to a number of the notice of motion, Chairman. They'll be picked up later on. All the rest is ongoing.
Right. Yes, go ahead, Councillor.
Chairperson, back in May, I put a motion seeking council to declare a climate change emergency, and for some reason,
on the action sheet.
Well, I'm complaining the absence of the it's not on the action sheet, and it should be.
Well,
now, this motion was referred to.
You can bring it to a later committee.
Chairperson, it's now 5 months later. The council has not declared a climate change emergency. It should never have been referred to a subcommittee in the first place, because clearly a subcommittee cannot declare a climate change emergency. The motion called upon council as a whole to instruct the planning committee and the local area planning group to change their policies based on the fact that the council had declared a climate change emergency. Now, I think you need to go back and have a look at that motion, because it's 5 months later and the council still has not declared a climate change emergency. And if you reread that motion, you will see it should never have been referred to any of these subcommittees in the first place.
Yeah, I think you may submit a new one on the on that interest, if you don't mind. Any other items on the action sheet? No, thank you very much for that. On to item number 4, minutes of the council meeting held on the 5th of August. Just go through it for accuracy. Page 1, page 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 and 8.
Proposer and seconder.
Aye. So we have a proposer and seconder.
Councillor Hannah
and Councillor Hardy.
Can I oppose the adoption of the action sheet on the basis it's not correct? It should actually include a note that the councils need to declare a climate change emergency, something that the group cannot do.
Well, I think you just may resubmit that particular motion, Mr. Logan, and we can discuss it at the next council meeting.
Chairman, the item was regarding the development plan, was referred to the planning committee, and I know it was tabled and discussed at the planning committee. Am I correct on that there?
Sure. To my memory, we had scheduled it to be heard at a meeting in July, and Councillor Emmerich was to inform us of his availability due to holidays.
Any matters arising from that meeting on the 5th of August? No. And I have a proposer and second thing goes with it. Item number 5, the minutes of the ERT committee. Just go through it again for accuracy. Page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Did we have a proposal and a second, please? Proposed by Robert.
Sorry, Charlie.
Second by. Sorry.
I'm sorry, could I just clarify on the minutes on the ERT meeting, Marie? It says that our street realm is completed.
Could we just have a second or for the minister?
Well, I'm just sort of clarifying. I know on the minutes it says that our state realm scheme is completed, but to my knowledge it's not totally completed just yet. So just want a wee bit of clarity around it, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure. It is acknowledged that there are some works remaining on the Irish Street public realm. This was the purpose of getting the revitalisation project money sorted. So it probably is just not 100% accurate to say it's now complete, but the majority is ready for a revitalisation project is the purpose of that.
Okay, thanks. Just I was contacted by a few people and, you know, asked, you know, basically there are going to be resurfacing and stuff done and other things, yeah.
Yeah, sure, and it was raised as well with me by Councillor Trainer also, so we will issue a communication to traders again in partnership with Transport NI.
Okay, thanks.
Right,
could we change the accuracy just to reflect what the Councillor said? Well, are you looking in on...
We'll just get a seconder for the accuracy then, Chairman, if we can get a... Proposal seconder. With that amendment, happy enough, yeah. Robert, Councillor Hannan, second it then.
Thanks very much for that.
Sure.
Go ahead, Lex.
Sure, it's just the item in regards to the transfer of tourism assets. At the meeting, myself proposed that we allowed Newcastle Community Cinema to have the seating from the old Kilkeel Town Hall. And basically, because the building is continuing to deteriorate, it's in the D1 process at the minute, and the seating could be used by a very, you know, worthwhile not-for-profit organisation. So, as you can see from the voting chair, it went there was three abstentions, and that was the casting vote of the chair. So I think it needs to be discussed at this arena. In regards to Newcastle Community Cinema, they did not want caught up in this type of to and fro. They made a request for seating, and they would like the decision made. So I would like to propose the original, that we do allow Newcastle Community Cinema to have the transfer of assets.
Yeah, well, I need a seconder for that particular proposal. Can we get one? Second by Sean. Harold, sorry, Sean, you're second. Go ahead, Harold.
Chairman, I would differ from Councillor Clark on that. because if you do the research into historic or environmental division group, you will discover that the fixtures and furnishings of that particular building are listed the same as the exterior and the front wall. So I can assure you, you cannot touch anything, and anything that has been touched, if you haven't contacted HED, you need to contact HED and see what they say on it. Because I can assure you, they say no. You make that call and see that it's different when I'm saying no. Thank you.
Then,
Chair, I would share pretty much Councillor McKee's views on that here. And just another issue that's possibly going to come up at some stage too, there was Stephen actually loaned to the Kingdom. Perhaps it could be checked on the minutes there where that is available to be returned to us. Just, what's that? No, there was Stephen loaned to the Kingdom. It wasn't given to the Kingdom, so it wasn't there. Perhaps it could be checked on the minutes of the old Nurian Mourn sometime in the past. So, but at the same time, there, that seat needs to remain with the cinema, because I believe there is a need for it to stay in that building if any of the local groups come forward with a proposal for it.
Gary? Yeah, thanks, Chair. Since that committee meeting, Chair, I know I've been contacted about this, and I think I've also made inquiries to when Conor Mallon is when the D1 process. I think it's very near conclusion, Chair. Can I make a proposal? Well, that we take it back to committee. We take no action on the seating until we get the results of the D1, and then take that back to the committee to take a look at it, Chair, and then make an informed decision. Thanks.
So is that a counter proposal then?
Yeah.
Do we need a second for that? Right. Sean, you're next to speak.
Well, Chair, about 6 years ago I got the 100 seats for the Kingdom Youth Club for a new cinema out there, just a community cinema. It's currently been used by hundreds of kids. The seats in there are rotten. The ceiling's fallen in and they're just lying getting damp. Sometimes the morning's cancer, genius cancer, remind me of my kids when they were small. The toys in the cupboard, and you want to throw them out, they didn't care about them. As soon as you want to throw them out, they loved them. You know what I mean? They don't care. The seats are now, they're rotten. You know, I'm just, I've only had it for another 2 years, 2 or 3 years, they're rotten again. And they're good, no good for nobody. It's for use of the community when the community need them.
Right, so on speakers. There was a proposal there by Councillor Clark, seconded by Councillor Dorn.
Can I
repeat that?
A recording vote?
You want to repeat your proposal, just so the members can clearly understand?
I want clarification on Gary's there, actually.
Chairman, the D1 process dispose of the property itself. The Sikhs take interest in the property itself. Again, we don't know until we get returns back to the D1 process what the interest is in it and who are interested in it. So, again, it's unlikely, but you don't know. Yeah, you don't know.
Recorded vote, Jeff.
Yeah, just before the recorded vote.
Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, I just want clarity on the D1 process. I don't think, you know, we're saying what can and can't be done with these seats, but when does the D1 process finish? Is it, you know, within weeks or whatever? Because if there is expressions of interest for this building, groups could want to acquire the seats as well. So I think starting to move things out of the building before that process finishes would be counterproductive. So is it within the next week or two?
Yeah, sure. My understanding is that there's an update on the D1 process for all assets that are out at the minute coming to the SPNR next week that will give you the detail around expressions of interest or not in the various properties.
Well, I think to do anything before that detail, as I say, would be counterproductive, and that's why I think Gary's proposal is the best way forward.
Patrick?
No, I was just looking for clarification, but Lynn and Pete have helped clarify that.
Not yet. First one here. Do this one first. So, Councillor Clark has asked for a recorded vote on his proposal, which is seconded by Councillor Sean Dorn.
Maybe just give him a repeat, just for the
It was my original proposal at the meeting that the request for the use of cinema seats from Kilkeel Town Hall from Newcastle Community Cinema is granted.
Okay. All in favour?
Mr.
Corrigan.
Councillor Andrews?
Again.
Councillor Bain, absent. Councillor Brown?
Here. Councillor Bain's
here. Oh, sorry. Abstain. Councillor Brown? Councillor Bridges?
Yes.
Councillor Byrne?
Yes.
Councillor Casey?
For the proposal.
Councillor Clark?
For.
Councillor Kearns absent. Councillor Devlin's absent. Councillor Doran?
For.
Councillor Enright?
Abstain.
Councillor Gallagher is absent. Councillor Giddens?
For.
Councillor Hanlon?
For.
Councillor Hannah? Councillor Hart? Councillor Harvey? Councillor Hardy? Councillor Harrell's absent. Councillor Kimmins is absent. Councillor Larkin? Councillor Lewis? Councillor McGuinness? Councillor Malone? Councillor Mason? Councillor McAteer is absent. Councillor McAvoy? Councillor McKee? Councillor McKevitt? Councillor Mulberry? Councillor O'Hare? Councillor Murray? Councillor Riley is absent. Councillor Wan? Councillor Savage? Councillor Sharvin is absent. Councillor Stokes? Councillor Taylor? Councillor Tinley? Councillor Trainer? Councillor Walker? Okay. 16, 4, 13 again. And 4 abstentions.
Just carry. I don't know.
Any other items on the agenda?
16-4, 13 against, and 4 abstentions.
Any other on the Lindisfarne meeting? No? Thank you. On to item number 7. Lindisfarne Active and Healthy Committee.
FPNR.
Since of the FPNR held on the 14th of August, just for accuracy. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, and page 7.
Proposer second.
Proposed by Robert, seconded by
Michael
Savage. Any items arising there from them?
Chair.
Bullet.
Chair, page 2, the new Civic Centre and Realm and Theatre conference facilities. I just want a bit of clarity. It was discussed at the meeting at length in relation to consultation. I'm sure every councillor maybe got the letter today in relation to a concerned resident member of the public calling that you want in relation to this and saying that there was no consultation or anything taking place. I just hope that the council has and will begin out the public consultation in relation to this in and around the cathedral, and that because I don't want to be turning my computer on every morning and having a raft of emails from disgruntled people living in and around there. So it's just confirmation that the council is going out to speak to groups in and around that area.
Chair, I can confirm the council have held a public engagement session. We've had discussions with the church and we've had discussions with arts groups and the business community. This is going to be an ongoing public engagement process and we're currently just working up the detail around that consultation process. We are holding a media briefing scheduled for Friday the 13th of September, a great date, and then we will be doing a bigger briefing session for the business community in October, and we're also looking to put in place public consultation drop-in sessions. We'll manage that through the plan process and planning service as well.
I'm happy with that because we need to keep the public informed and over here.
Michael.
Yes, Chair. I was going to basically echo what Billy has said. He beat me to the punch on it. But there's a couple of elements of the project. We, the SDLP, are fully supportive of what the concept is about, and it's about urban regeneration and revitalising our city. The main issue I think that needs to be got out there in the message is that there are proposals and there are discussions ongoing to deal in a fundamental way with the potential challenges in relation to car parking. I think from the business community and the local community, we need to get that out front and centre of what we're trying to do in relation to the regeneration project, and that has very much been central to the considerations that we're giving to the scheme, because there has been a bit of scaremongering, at least in social media, that we don't have a plan for that, when in fact I know there are ongoing discussions there, and I think that media briefing will be useful in relation to get that message out there that we have a strategy and a plan for dealing with the parking ramifications of it, in fact enhancing car parking in the area. But the bottom line is, this is about creating a 21st century regeneration plan for our city. We're fully supportive of what we're doing. However, I believe right along the way and through every inch of this process going forward, the community within that locality and across the city needs to be heavily involved from a business, socio-economic perspective. All the community groups, all the organisations and the residents in particular in that area need to be brought on board. And I also believe that we need to factor into that whole mix the need for greater social housing in our area, particularly in that side of the city, and linking that to the regeneration project of the city. And I believe that going forward, all those elements need to be embraced. The parking, the business, the economic, social regeneration, and the housing element of it, with those organisations that have responsibility for that within the city. Thanks, Chair.
Well, of course, you're fully supportive of it, Michael. You're the front of the New Democrat on it. But I don't remember reading all those what you said there in your articles, but sure, we're all supportive of it. Patrick?
Yes, just echo the comments there of Michael and Billy. I've also been contacted about concern from the community around a perceived lack of public consultation. I know it's not my area, but this is obviously a massive capital project for the council, and I would like to be sure that every effort to reach out to business, community and any other groups or individuals in the immediate area or relevant to the project would be contacted and made aware of the plans. I would also like to add, in terms of a 21st century regeneration project for Newry, obviously the Civic Centre is an important part of that, but there's also another project that will dramatically revitalise the city centre, and that's the Albert Basin Park project. And I would very much like to see that project being treated with the same prominence and speed towards developing it as the Civic Centre is currently done, given there's already been an extensive public consultation on the park project, and it should therefore be moving forward just as quickly, if not more quickly, as the Civic Centre.
Charlie?
Sure, just looking at confirmation of Marie. I know it was the issue got a good hearing at the FPR, but one of the things I didn't ask Marie was, will our own planning department be processing this application, or will it be going out to the department? And the reason I say that is, if it is our own, can you confirm that our planning committee members will not be potentially compromised by having a vote on this tonight and possible perception that there was a predetermination?
Chairman, the decisions on planning, you know, council deal with a number of his own planning decisions, but as you will be aware, the legislation states is that any council decisions are referred to the department for endorsement, so we make proposals through the department and the department of eventual oversight on all council planning applications. But that's the process. It's not a region significant decision step is dealt with by the planning department. But again, the Department for Infrastructure has oversight on them decisions.
David?
Thank you. Chair, I've outlined my support previously for this project. I certainly recognise the benefits that it brings to Newry from an economic point of view and in terms of regenerating that area over the future years. I think one thing that is important, though, we don't want to get into a situation where this should be a good news story, it should be something that's a positive news story for the district, where we do find ourselves in conflict or having a list of concerns expressed because there is a feeling that the council isn't being open and transparent and in proper consultation with people. And I think it's just important that we do keep people assured that we are. Because I think, just as Councillor Walker said, I think we all received the correspondence outlining concerns in that regard, and I have had conversations with officials and have been assured that is the case, but I also want it to continue to be the case that we are open and transparent about this whole process to ensure that, that confidence is there from a community level.
Chair, I suppose to reassure members through the SPWG working group, we will bring back a communication strategy so that everybody can just see how we are consulting.
Gary?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I could just concur with Councillor Brown there. And I did at the PNR meeting coming on very much on the, you know, this is a fantastic project. There's no doubt about it. People are talking about it. It's funny. I will digress, but I'm just back from spent Saturday in Bilbao, Chair, and the Guggenheim and what they've done with on the with the fantastic art centre. I'm not saying we're going to get there, but you know, it just shows you when you think big how you can really regenerate former industrial towns. But on the point Councillor Brown makes, I made it that, you know, just as important is that we progress the park in at the Albert Basin. And yourself, Chair, I spent at the pleasure of your company on the glorious sunshine last Sunday week at the New City Triathlon on the site. And you truly see the potential when you're on it and the crowds there. And I think we're getting to a stage now, I think we're keen to move on the play aspect of it in particular. And this will be a phased process on such a site. We've always said that, but you know, it is the one that people ask about us most. And I think if we can progress both of these projects, we truly have the potential to transform Uri and do something really, really, really transformative. Sure. Thank you.
Well, the Albert Basin Club Committee is still in place and they're working diligently. Any more issues on the minutes of that particular committee meeting? No. Thank you very much for that.
Sorry?
You're putting that to the vote, Chair? I don't agree with the decisions were approved, so...
Sorry, you don't agree with that?
I don't agree with the decision to approve...
To go forward with the £100 million development across New York.
No, Chair, we've already rehearsed this through the SPR meeting.
Right.
And could I ask for a record of vote, please?
Are you making a proposal?
Yes, Chair.
What is the proposal, sorry?
The proposal is that we have a recorded vote on the decision that SPR are making in this regard.
Chairman,
the recommendation for the committee is you need to make a counter proposal, because the recommendation is when the vote, if it's accepted, you need to propose you disagree with it or some change to it. But you need to make a separate proposal. The recommendation for the committee is as stated by the committee.
Okay, I have no problem doing that. Well, then, I propose that we hold off on making this recommendation, Chairman, because there's too many question marks and uncertainties still out there in relation to it.
All parts of it, or just one part of it, all the recommendations? All the recommendations of that committee?
The recommendation in relation to the Civic Centre proposal.
Just the Civic Centre?
Yes.
Nothing to do with the theatre or...
No.
Just that one aspect of it.
Just Chairman.
So just for clarity, is the first proposal is Civic Hub, Abbey Way site, and the public realm part of it?
No, just the Civic Centre.
So it's the first proposal? Okay.
Right, so you're second proposing that we hold back on selecting that particular location as the site for the Civic Centre?
Yes, Chairman.
Right, and your seconder is? Would be. Patrick Brown. Pete, do you want to say something there before?
Patrick needs.
Just the microphones off for a minute, please.
We're a decision-making body here, and to put to 41 members, and I know there's people absent here, to say to hold back, what does that mean indefinitely? Like, we don't make a move. And I mean, if you're going to make a proposal, make a proposal against it. But I fear when we discussed this at SPNR, you know, the same member had abstained on the vote, so had no opinion at SPNR. So I think the fear of not making a counter proposal is he's neither for nor against it. But I'm not comfortable with a proposal coming to the floor that says hold back. Give a time frame. Hold back for what? What assurances are you looking for? Let's put a bit of certainty on this instead of knocking it into the long grass.
If I may make an amendment, Charles, if you would accept that we hold off on making a decision around the site until a full and detailed plan of how a public consultation is going to be carried out is brought to perhaps the next SPNR. Marie, you mentioned there is one next week.
You're not the second of his proposal, now you're proposing an amendment.
I'm trying to get a consensus amongst the group.
Well, you're making it up to go along, as far as I can see.
That's democracy, Charlie. I know you don't like it.
Well, we're a new mates now.
I'm making a suggestion. I'm still seconding Jarl's proposal no matter what. I'm simply adding a little bit of fine tuning if he would accept it.
Fine tuning. Sounds like a radio station.
You need to take the amendment first. So, Jarl's proposal is we hold off on it. Patrick's amendment. We need to get agreement on the amendment first before we can do that.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm sure he can make up his own mind, Paddy. You know, just sort of put your finger up his back and that.
Charlie, I'm happy enough to allow Councillor Brown's amendment to be added to that.
Chairman, I will remind members that this is part of the Belfast Region City deal which the council has signed up to. It's part of a multi-million pound project, and again, delays in this here kind of impact in terms of the city deal, but that's for members to be aware of that.
Right, the proposal is that we hold back, according to Jarlath and Patrick, we hold back on the decision to this one until we have a full public inquiry, is it?
Public consultation.
And you want show of hands or?
Yes, show of hands.
And we're recorded votes. Recorded votes. Yes. Recorded votes.
Oh, which is it, Patrick?
I don't think the consultation needs to have taken place.
Yeah.
I'd say the members need to agree to the consultation strategy if they feel that.
Who are you talking to? Jarlath or everybody? Yeah. Right, I think it's a recorded vote he's looking for.
Yeah, Councillor Andrews.
Again.
Councillor Bain.
What was that? Four. Put your microphone on.
Councillor Brown.
Is it?
It's okay. Councillor Burgess.
Yes.
Councillor Byrne.
Yes.
Councillor Casey.
Against.
Councillor Clark.
Yes.
Councillor Dorn.
Yes.
Councillor Enright.
Yes.
Councillor Gibbons.
Yes.
Councillor Hanlon.
Yes.
Councillor Hannah.
Yes.
Councillor Hart.
Yes.
Councillor Harvey. Councillor Hardy?
Yes.
Councillor Larkin?
Yes.
Councillor Lewis?
Yes.
Councillor McGuinness? Yes. Councillor Malone?
Yes.
Councillor Mason?
Yes.
Councillor McAvoy?
Yes.
Councillor McKee?
Yes.
Councillor McKevitt?
Yes.
Councillor Mulgrey?
Yes.
Councillor O'Hare?
Yes.
Councillor Murray?
Yes.
Councillor Rouen?
Yes.
Councillor Savage?
Yes.
Councillor Stoke? Councillor Taylor?
Yes.
Councillor Tinley?
Four.
Councillor Traynor?
Yes.
Councillor Walker?
Yes.
4-4 and 26 against.
4-4, 26 against.
And 3 abstentions.
And 3 abstentions. And we'll call that out.
Yes.
So that, we had 4 abstentions.
4-4.
4-4, 26 against, and 3 abstentions. I think that's clear enough.
Chairman, then we need to just propose and second for the rest of the recommendations on the committee.
Well, the original two proposers and second.
That was for accuracy, but now they've changed the minutes. We need to propose and second for the rest of the committee.
Proposed by Robert.
Savage second.
Second.
Everybody can take the rest of the proposals, Chairman.
Yeah. Happy enough. On to item number 7, which is the minutes of the AHC Act of the Healthy Community Committee. Just get to them for accuracy, page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, 7, page 8, page 9. Could we have a proposal or second for accuracy, please? Proposed by Borough Councillor Borough Murray. Seconded by Gerald O'Hare. You want to speak, Michael?
Yes, Charlie, just in relation to page 8, the Play Park update, just really to welcome the news that we've agreed to proceed with the two play parks at Newtown Clog and Carrick-McClung. and that hopefully in the coming months the children in that area will witness the same sort of standards of parks that we've been looking at in other parts of the district.
Chair, the same item, the play park update. I likewise welcome it also, particularly the backfield in Newcastle, the only council facility on the Castle Island Road. The point I would like to make is in regards to the Downs Road play park in Newcastle. It is a tourism town centre play park. It should be, you know, an iconic experience for visitors in particular, but also local residents as well. It's on our seafront. It's a part of our new promenade. So it should be of a high quality. The problem is it was constructed about 10 years ago, and it has fallen into a state of disrepair. A lot of the equipment is rusted, and a lot of the matting has been defaced. So while we are competing, and the play strategy didn't really pick it up, it was a decent enough play value compared to the other play parks in rural areas and smaller towns and villages. But for a state-of-the-art need of the play park, it doesn't meet the requirements for a modern holiday destination. A number of parents have raised it with me that they won't bring them to that play park. They won't bring their children to the play park because of the condition of it. There's money has been ring fenced, I think it's for year five, for a play area to the rear of the Newcastle Centre. And because of our new the feasibility studies currently been carried out in regards to the new leisure centre in Newcastle, and the proposed site will be the current leisure or Newcastle Centre, which will mean that the play area will be gone at the back of the Newcastle Centre. So that money that has been earmarked for that facility, upgrade of that facility, should be then made available for the Downs Road play park. And I'd make a proposal that officers follow up on that. I've raised it with Conor Hawley also, and he's in agreement that is a way that the council can maybe upgrade that facility.
Right. Is Paul or Marie going to respond to that?
Through the chair, we'll look at that. We'll discuss it with the neighbourhood services, repairs and maintenance department, and see what can be done as part of that process, and come back to it.
Sharon.
Yeah, thanks very much, Charlie. Just on page 5 on the leisure and sport under the autism friendly swim sessions, myself and Councillor Timmins made a proposal that a pilot scheme be run out in Newry and also in Kilkeel. Can I ask, will the letters go out as soon as to any of autism groups, and how long of a time scale does it take to set up a pilot scheme? So, you know, our dark evenings are coming in now, and it's something that the families could avail of. For the children and young adults with autism, so I was wondering if we could get that done ASAP. Thank you.
Pete?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Different issue on page 6.
Right.
The home to hospital scheme for the sleep building DEA, and I suppose as councillors, as a sleep building councillor, it's great to see this on the agenda, and I thank Councillor Murray and Councillor Taylor for taking it through. We had the review of our DEA to see if the structures, how they were working. I think it was in June or July, before the new term. And I suppose right across the sleep building DEA, we were highly critical of not getting things advanced, especially when it comes to committee. You know, things were noted as on the DEA reports and not seemed to be advanced. And I know the conversation around our councillors then was to use this issue as a litmus paper to test, can we actually get something done? So I'm delighted to see it on it and to see it come to fruition in a rural area that needs it. And I hope it sort of holds the cynicism of the DEA structures and the way we viewed them at arm's length for a while. And I just welcome it on the committee here, and great to see it.
Gary?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Chair, back to the play strategy. I understand that councillors at the committee raised the matter of Peter McParran Park in Newry. on the back, Chair, of a very well attended public meeting last month, including Newry City Councillors and our MP, Mickey Brady. And the outcome of the meeting was, Chair, that in particular in the park relating to the service, the playing service, the football pitch, and some of the play equipment, that they asked, the meeting asked if could be a meeting with councillors and interested parties with the on site with the director and the staff to look at how certainly in the short to medium term if there could be improvements to the park. So I believe, Chair, that has been progressed, and I think you've probably seen, Chair, there's a letter of support from Peter McParland himself, as you know, he rewrote to the new reporter on the back of it. As you know, Peter had won the FA Cup with Aston Villa in the 1950s and also represented Northern Ireland in their first World Cup, Chair. So glad to see that's moving on, Chair. Thank you.
Roisin.
Thanks, Chair. I want to just make a comment on the home-to-hospital scheme as well. As Councillor Byrne said, we brought this up, I think it was in June, when we were doing a review of how our DAS structures and systems were working. There's only one thing that I think we need to add in, if possible, or certainly bring for some sort of discussion. It was brought to my attention that on the most recent consultations issued by the Department of Health, they refer to transport issues, the shortfall and being picked up by the community and voluntary sector. Now, in none of the consultations they referred any money going to the community and voluntary sectors to facilitate this transport. And bearing in mind the number of people that we would have within the Slieve Gullion area, people that are under the age of 65 or 70 who have long-term medical conditions, those that are going certainly to the likes of Craigavon breast assessment units for chemotherapy and the Mandeville unit in general there. I think this is something that we need to see if we could find a way to include anyone irrespective of their age who is going for long-term treatments, because that's when a real hardship comes into families. You know, in terms of it's different, most people can get someone maybe to take them for one appointment. If you're going for numerous appointments, it becomes a difficulty. So I think as we are doing a pilot on this, perhaps we could explore that if there was some way that we could include those that have long-term treatments irrespective of their age.
And apologies for saying earlier your husky tone just sounded like Bonnie Taylor. Apologies for that. Totally close to the heart. Glenn?
Chair, just a question for the officer. You're talking about rolling out these autism swimming classes. That's what it is. On that, in Kilkeel swimming pool, there's been an issue, and I have raised it with Michael Lipsick a number of times. Fair enough, in Kilkeel, the autism friendly swimming classes would be good, so they would. But you have to bear in mind that Kilkeel swimming pool does still have this issue, so it has, and I've raised it with you before, so I have the hoist in Kilkeel swimming pool is only fit to take a certain weight. Autism doesn't always apply to children, so it doesn't, and those with physical disabilities need to have access to the pool too. I've asked a number of times to have a new hoist placed in Kilkeel. Michael said that they were looking into it, but we've heard nothing since. So if you're going to do that, you need to be able to cater for adults as well, up to about 100 kilos. Thank you.
Thanks very much. So that's on the minutes. Move on to the next item number 8, the minutes of the Neighbourhood Services Committee. Just go through the pages for accuracy. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9 and page 10. Could we have a proposal or second there for accuracy, first of all?
Councillor Andrews proposed.
Councillor Hanlon.
Councillor McGinnis second.
Have we any matters arising? No.
Chairman.
Harold.
On the defective wall, which was discussed at our meeting, I just happened to be passing that day. I think today the bowling green was open, and I realised that further upstream, now, that's just before the big pond where the swans are, on the library side, that's also given way as well, which we didn't mention at our meeting, so maybe that's something we need to take a look at too. Thank you.
Thanks very much for that. Item number 9, there's no issues from the planning committee meeting. On to item number 10, which is conferences. Do you want to get through that, Liam?
Chairman, the National Association of Government Conference Community Hubs Community Engagement on the 13th to 15th September in Carlisle. Delegate cost is £350 per delegate plus accommodation and travel, Chairman.
Chairman, I make a proposal that whatever members want to express an interest to contact Democratic Services.
Chairman, could I ask that that is done within the next day or so? Whether we give it within the next 24 hours? Because conscious that's 13th and 15th, we need a big flight, so we need to be moving that the next 24 hours.
Okay.
Second one, Chairman, then, is the 4th of October, which is the annual general meeting of the National Association of Northern Ireland Region. Again, there's no cost for that, Chairman.
All right.
NAC, up for NAC members to go attend.
On to correspondence items.
Correspondence, Chairman. First two items refer to the animal welfare abuse register. And again, reply of correspondence from the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine in Dublin and from the Northern Ireland Office. Is there, Chairman?
Okay.
Next item of
on the first two, the notice on the animal.
Okay.
Yeah, welcome that we've got a response, but especially from the Irish government response. I suppose that political language, if you ever seen it, will bring it to the minister's attention at the next practical juncture. We talked about knocking something in the long grass. What does that mean? I hope that a response is still going to be forthcoming to the council following this. This is just the initial letter to say, listen, we've received your notice of motion, and that the minister will be sending a response to the council. So as a party, we keep on it, but I'm just asking from the council, do we expect that an official response will come from the minister in the coming weeks and months?
Chairman, with the agreement of the council, we'll write back and say is we welcome your letter, and can you please keep us informed of the minister's position on this?
Yeah. Can we do the rest of it?
Yes, no, Chairman, the welfare mitigation scheme, again, regarding the notice of motion. Again, the correspondence there in front of you, Chairman.
Go ahead, Michael.
Yes, Chair. I think it's really confirmation of what we'd all feared, that really the whole mitigation scheme was a sticking plaster to what was effectively a very harsh decision on the most vulnerable in our society. I think we all witnessed on a day-to-day basis the hardship that's faced out there by those who have to fight tooth and nail to get the most basic living standards. And the bottom line is that the only way we can get this achieved is to find a way through to get a political agreement over the coming months and get an assembly up and running again. And I would appeal to the two big parties here, who along with Alliance were party to this decision at the time, to bring in the welfare reforms that hurt the most vulnerable people in our society. We see it day and daily in the work that we do as councillors and constituency workers, that this needs to be resolved. It needs to be reignited from March going forward, and the only way to do it based on the letter we see here is that we put an assembly in place and appeal to the two big parties to think of those most vulnerable people in our society and do what needs to be done, not only in that but across the other issues relating to our health, our hospitals, our education system. Our government's crumbling beneath our feet, and the most vulnerable people are paying the biggest price. And Chair, I would ask that on the back of this letter that the members of the two big parties here put their shoulder to the wheel over the coming months and try to find a way forward that we can get our assembly back up and running and get decisions that need to be made like this made over the coming weeks and months. Thanks, Chair.
Well, you do remember this is Tory driven, Michael, did you know that? And it was Sinn Féin who lobbied all the parties to get the litigation circumstances in place, and then the SDLP voted against the budget anyway, so a bit of hypocrisy there.
Chairman, then the last piece of correspondence is Again, this is particularly important, I think, for the press. It's the Spectrum Clearance Programme, again, September 2019. And again, just to make people aware that there is, the way we use Spectrum to transmit TV and phone signals is changing. And these changes support exciting new innovative mobile service of the future. The UK has invested $600 million. The issue is that this may have issues for some people in terms of featuring their TV. So again, there is a sort of a support mechanism for doing that. But again, just maybe through the political parties and through the press, maybe bring that to people's attention so that, that they're in a position where they can actually reprogram to make use of the new service. So, Chairman, that's...
Okay. On to now the notices of motion, item number 16, live animals in circuses. And it's got nothing to do with what's happening in the boardroom here. roll up.
Do love a good circus, but as long as there's no live animals in them, Charlie. Thanks, Chair. So the motion reads...
I'm a pussy cat, Patrick.
Really?
I'm just a pussy cat.
You are. Motion reads that this council, in the interest of animal welfare, will not grant licences or other permissions to circuses featuring live animals. This council states its opposition to the use of live animals in circuses in general and calls on DIRA to consider a Northern Ireland-wide ban on circuses with live animals. Many live animals travelling with circuses are subjected to constantly being moved around, cramped temporary housing, forced training and performance, loud noises and intimidating crowds of people. Travelling circus life is likely to have a harmful effect on animal welfare, as captive animals are unable to socialise, get enough exercise, or exhibit natural behaviours. Many animals develop behavioural and or health problems as a direct result of the captive life that they are forced to lead. A recent report commissioned by the Welsh Government concluded that life for wild animals in travelling circuses does not appear to constitute either a good life or a life worth living. In evidence presented to the Irish government on this issue, the Animal Defenders International group showed footage of elephants and camels being repeatedly punched and hit with sticks to coerce them to perform. In May of this year, the UK government announced that it would be banning wild animals in circuses from early 2020. The Irish government banned wild animals in circuses in January 2018. As usual, this being a devolved issue, Northern Ireland is behind the times yet again. This issue was actually raised in the Assembly as far back as 2011 by my good friend Jim Wells, MLA, who was actually very critical of the failure of Michelle O'Neill's Agriculture Department to include such provisions in the Welfare of Animals Act 2011. Bit of a missed opportunity there. Now, I realise that any eventual legislation will probably only cover wild animals in circuses rather than all animals, as my motion proposes. However, I, along with many animal rights groups campaigning on this issue, believe there is little distinction to be made between live animals who experience the often awful conditions of circus life and any other animals. According to the Animal Rights Action Network, the Legacy Belfast and Moyle councils actually banned circuses with any animals from their land, and council officers could look to them for examples of how to implement such a ban. There's also the fact that some of the world's best and most famous circuses, such as Cirque du Soleil, do not use any animals at all, and this reflects a global trend towards human-centred performances that no longer use animals, including, for example, the Russian and Chinese state circuses, interestingly enough. Hopefully, Council will lead the way on animal welfare and pass this motion this evening. Thank you.
Would you second for that? John, you looking in?
Thank you very much, Chair. Probably just to say that the SDLP will support the motion. I have a funny feeling that Patrick was probably reading the same article that I've been reading, because everything I was about to say has just been said. It's to make this quite short, though. But Patrick's totally right in what he says. Circuses do not provide a natural habitat for animals and for good positive welfare for animals, be that health welfare or their social welfare. It doesn't provide the open spaces needed for exercise or for the social interactions that animals can only have within their animal groupings. As he's rightly pointed out, they're forced trained, they're forced to perform, and in those performances, at times, you're having very large crowds, you have a lot of noise, there's a lot of lights, there's a lot of distractions, and how that can play on animals psychologically, obviously, is up for, there's a lot of debate. However, as Patrick rightly pointed out, there was a Welsh report from the Welsh government that had basically stated that it was not really a life worth living. Mm. And that in itself speaks volumes. Whenever you put it like that, a life not worth living, doesn't it make it sound so cruel? And how could we stand by and allowing it to happen anymore? So fully support what Patrick has said, and I certainly wouldn't want that type of life for myself, so why would I want it for an animal, one of God's most beautiful creatures? So fully supportive of the motion, Chair.
William.
Chair, thank you very much, and I will also be supporting the motion. I think it's a good motion in relation to animal cruelty. And if my memory serves me right, I remember I wasn't long on the council, the old Legacy Down Council, when a motion was brought forward a number of years ago for to ban circuses using council land that used live animals in that there. Now, if my memory serves me right, that was passed in the old Legacy Down Council, that we would not permit circuses with live animals on our lands at the time. But I totally support this motion tonight by Councillor Brown.
David.
Chair, thanks. Just to confirm that my party will also be supporting the motion. We understand that, I think this matter has been discussed previously, and there has been concerns raised about the conditions that animals would find themselves in, obviously, when travelling around the country with circuses. But certainly, we have no opposition to the motion and happy to support it as it stands.
Well,
Chair, Sinn Féin is supporting the motion also, and I agree with Councillor Walker and the Down Legacy Council. Certainly, the motion did come forward in regards to banning circuses with animals on council property. I think it was Jim Wells that actually brought the motion, if I remember right. That shows you how long ago it was when it was presented. The Sinn Féin were opposed. We don't believe animals should be subjected to the conditions of circus life. Using animals in circuses is a very cruel practice. On tour, the animals obviously live in very cramped conditions. There's issues with water and many other issues also. I'm sure that the environmental health team within council also will be ensuring that if the animals are in the circus on private property, that they're ensuring that they're kept in as good a condition as possible. So we support the motion.
You're all in favour then?
Chair?
Yep. Sorry, I've never seen your right there. Sorry, Harry.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to say, Chair, I'll not be supporting the motion. I mean, I think to say that all circus trainers treat their animals bad is not right. That some of them are very well trained, and that trained animals generally are happy animals, and they're definitely not, although maybe they are bad cases, not for animal cruelty in any way, but I think that well trained animals are happy and well looked after. Thank you.
Well, all we can do now is just anybody that's in favour of the motion, raise your hands and it will be counted, and then we can go for anybody that's objecting or abstaining. Those against? Any abstentions? No. Happy enough?
31 for and 1 against and no abstentions.
Just for information, the next three motions will be referred to the relevant committees. I'll take them in the order that they are. The person proposing the particular motion will just address the motion, and then it will be referred to the relevant committee. The next one is 17 Chairs Alliance, and this has been referred to the AHC, the Active Health Community. So that's in your name. Councillor Brown, would you just introduce the motion and we'll move on?
Yeah, Chair, fully expected, frankly, both motions to be sent to committee, and look, I understand that both of them probably do fall under the remit of relevant departments, although I'd like to make a request on Notice 18 on the weed killer motion.
Could we just
I didn't realise there was going to be Sorry, there's quite a few members of the public here I didn't realise were going to attend this evening, and I think it would be a wasted journey if they weren't able to
Can
hear
Can we talk about 17? Could you introduce 17 first and we'll move on?
If you would take the request under your consideration, Chair, please, is all I'm asking. I understand it's your call.
Are you still talking about 17?
No, I'll read out 17,
yep.
So, Council's Active and Healthy Communities Department will immediately recognise carers allowance as a means-tested benefit, enabling recipients of that benefit to qualify for concessionary rates at leisure centre facilities across the district.
Second. Yeah. Okay. 18 is the use of weed killer glyphosate. Is that the right pronunciation?
Glyphosate. Been catching me out as well, Chair.
Yeah, and it's referred to neighbourhood services. So, to just read introduction to the motion that, with the wording that we have here in front of us.
Just to confirm, Chair, you're not willing to consider.
No, not. It's been referred to neighbourhood services.
Council will cease from using the weed killer glyphosate and request that all subcontractors employed by Council also cease the use of glyphosate. And all products containing glyphosate in this council district in favour of a more environmentally friendly product and approach.
Can we have a second of that, please? Okay, thank you very much, Mark Gibbons. Thank you very much for that. It's referred to neighbourhood services. 19 is disability access to Newcastle Beach, and that's also referred to EHC. Councillor Clark, would you
yes, sure.
Just what you have here in front of us, the word we have in front of us.
Yes, that's fine, sure. This council provides disability access onto Newcastle Beach to enable the facility to be inclusive, which will enhance the visitor experience for all. This initiative will build upon the successful partnership between the May Murray Foundation and Council in providing an inclusive destination at Cranfield Beach.
Can we have a seconder for that? Thank you, Chair. That's it. Thank you very much, Councillors, for that. Thank you.